This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For years, critics of American high schools have complained that students aren't studying enough during their senior year. Many already have picked out a college, been accepted, and spend more time on extracurricular and social activities than on academic work. In Rochester, New York, school officials are addressing that problem by allowing large numbers of students to finish high school early. From member station WXXI in Rochester, Brenda Tremblay reports.
When Erica Barber walks into her math class at East High School every morning, she says she feels something like dread. She's younger than most of the other students, and the advanced algebra is difficult and hard to focus on. On this day, they're working on a fraction problem using different colored magic markers.
So if you take a blank the first time, the next time you can get that black back, or you can get the rest, right?
Yeah, we have a choice between that one or the simple space.
Right, you have a choice, either or.
In a pink t-shirt dusted with sparkles, the 15-year-old leans forward in her seat and taps her pen against her lips. Even though she doesn't like math, she's eager to pass and move on so she can finish high school in 3 years instead of four. Otherwise, she says, high school just isn't challenging.
It's quite easy. That's how a lot of people get in a lot of trouble, because they have so much spare time between the years. It is quite boring.
That's why she's taking extra classes, so she can take a year off before she goes to college. But not every student at her school is in such a hurry. Down the hall in another math class, Trent Davidson is already worried about passing the final exam. He's leaning over a classmate's shoulder to work on a complex algebra problem.
You can still cross it out, but what I did for it was I made it A is equal to C.
When Davidson transferred here from a school in New York City, he'd already failed a history class. His guidance counselor told him he might have to stay in high school an extra fifth year.
My main problem was thinking like, oh, if my mother finds out, I thought she was gonna think I was messing up.
But then he heard about a way to use that fifth year to earn college credit. Davidson is able to do that because of an idea developed by Rochester Superintendent Clifford Janey. The Pathways program lets students in the eighth grade decide how long they need to finish high school, 3, 4, or 5 years. For kids who think school's pretty easy, Janey says, graduating early may be a good idea.
If they're ready, why should we hold them back?
On the other hand, he says, for students who are struggling, the program's option of taking 5 years instead of four removes the stigma of failure.
We should not have the same amount of time for every student. We think that's a Byzantine approach to public education.
I applaud the Rochester initiative, and I hope more school districts and states take a look at it.
Stanford University professor Michael Kirst is an expert on urban education who's written extensively on the problem of senioritis. He calls the senior year a kickback year. He says for many students, it's a kind of vacation with very little academic work going on. Kirst says the Pathways program addresses the problem.
Moreover, it recognizes that students are maturing much quicker now than they were when we set up the senior year in high school around the turn of the century. The age of puberty is younger, and students are just farther along. And so now we're in the 21st century with students growing up faster, and we still have essentially a 19th century senior year concept.
Today's high school seniors, he says, should be spending their time doing things like working or traveling or taking college courses. And in Rochester, hundreds of students plan to do just that. Erica Barber says it's already given her something to set her sights on. As she hurries off to her next class, she explains she already has plans for her extra year between high school and college. She's going to Spain to live, so she can eventually become a bilingual teacher. She says the Pathways program motivates her to work harder.
I mean, I'm too comfortable, and a lot of times being a teenager, you fall into the wrong things. Like, you can easily, like, lose your goals at an instant.
That's the premise of the program. It lets students set their own goals and work toward them at their own pace, raising hopes that self-determination will translate into academic success. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay in Rochester, New York.